It was 32 years ago today, December 6, 1989, that Marc Lepiny entered a mechanical engineering class at the École Polytechnique School in Montreal and ordered the women and men to opposite sides of the classroom. He separated 9 women, instructing the men to leave. He stated that he was fighting feminism and opened fire. Lepiny shot at all 9 women in the room, killing 6. He then moved through corridors, the cafeteria, and another classroom, targeting women and killing 8 more before turning the gun on himself. École Polytechnique has held a number of tributes over the past week and today. 14 beams of light representing the shooting victims will be projected into the sky from Mount Royal tonight. Representatives and student associations from the school will lay white roses in front of a commemorative plaque. In honor of the women killed, but also to acknowledge the violence against women that still permeates, December 6 is now known as the National Day of Remembrance and Action on Violence Against Women and falls during what's now known as the United Nations 16 Days of Activism Against Gender-Based Violence, an annual international campaign that begins on November 25, the International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women, and runs until December 10, known as Human Rights Day. In Sudbury, the YWCA Sudbury Geneva House have used the 16 days to encourage and offer ways to end gender-based violence, including education and awareness. On the evening of December 6, they will be hosting a vigil to remember all those who have suffered, from 6 p.m. to 6:30 p.m., at the Civic Memorial Cemetery on 2nd Avenue. The women and children who have been staying at Geneva House have already started creating paper lanterns to be used at the vigil, and others can create theirs by arriving by 5:30 p.m. today. The City of Greater Sudbury and Laurentian University will be flying flags at half-mast in honor of the National Day of Remembrance, and Sudbury political leaders have voiced their support of the day, and the end to gender-based violence. Sudbury MP Vivian Lapointe spoke to the misogyny and hatred behind the actions. "Today we honor the 14 women who lost their lives to misogyny and hatred at L'École Polytechnique de Montréal. They died because they were women. Today we honor the 14 women who lost their lives to misogyny and hatred at L'École Polytechnique de Montréal. They died because they were women. Rendons homage à ces 14 femmes et mettons tout en œuvre pour mettre fin à cette violence pour de bon. Hashtag we remember pic.twitter.com/x5ukxdgmd, Vivian Lapointe, at Vivian Lapointe, December 6, 2021. Sudbury MPP Jamie West added a message on his social media today. "It's National Day of Remembrance and Action on Violence Against Women. Increased violence against women and gender-diverse individuals throughout the pandemic highlights the work that still needs to be done. Today we remember victims of gender-based violence and pledge to do better. It's National Day of Remembrance and Action on Violence Against Women. Increased violence against women and gender-diverse individuals throughout the pandemic highlights the work that still needs to be done. Today we remember victims of gender-based violence and pledge to do better." pic.twitter.com/06ruyoff6uo, Jamie West, at Jamie West NDP, December 6, 2021. Greater Sudbury Police tweeted a photo of an officer and included an acknowledgement to the day. "National Day of Remembrance and Action on Violence Against Women, we honor the memory of the young women who were murdered at the École Polytechnique de Montréal in 1989. We're committed to #NGBV, to providing the best service to survivors, and to holding offenders accountable. National Day of Remembrance and Action on Violence Against Women, we honor the memory of the young women who were murdered at the École Polytechnique de Montréal in 1989. We're committed to #NGBV, to providing the best service to survivors, and to holding offenders accountable." pic.twitter.com/WLXTBPPXNR, Sudbury Police, at Sudbury Police, December 6, 2021.